Hi there, Empress Stephanie here from KinkyPhoneSexCalls.com. Less than 2 days after I wrote about my stroker pet who had practically begged for my help to control his binge jerking and run-of-the-mill orgasms, I get a phone call from him confessing to me that he had stroked a few days ago without discussing it with me first. Now, if you and I have an arrangement to help you with your chronic masturbation, I'm pretty good at keeping in touch. I even check my emails from my cell if I don't feel like firing up the computer. Did I have any communication from him talking about wanting to orgasm? Anything telling me how the need had been building and he wanted to ask permission to edge a bit and then perhaps have an orgasm? An email asking me when I would be available to whisper encouragement in his ear as he edges himself while I listen, drawing it out until the very last moment? No, no, and no. Granted, he didn't binge, but he knows me well enough that I like to be kept in the loop on his masturbation activity. I don't demand it. That's not what works here. But I expect it. I encourage it. He had the opportunity for 9 Stephanie-sanctioned orgasms this month. Because of life getting in the way, he actually has 6 left to him for this last week of the month. Who of you wouldn't be happy with 6 orgasms in a week? Especially if you are on a semi-controlled schedule of masturbation. Not stroker pet, apparently. If I could put a poll on here, I'd ask the general public just exactly what I should do with this unruly pet. Instead, he will just have to patiently await whatever I decide to do with his foregoing the orgasm anticipation we worked so hard to build. I suspect there will be a lot more anticipation in his future and a lot less orgasming. Talk to you soon.